Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer back with you together in studio again. It's nice to have you back, Joe. I know you liked hanging out with the camels and the carnies, but...
You know, it was an interesting 12 days, and for someone who hadn't been to the fair in a few years, you know, number one, I have to say they made us feel very welcomed, Brian. Anything we needed, they brought, and it's a great community of people. Look forward to being back there next year, and shout out to all of our guests that we had and all the awesome food. It was a fun time, and hopefully you were able to hear some of that fun over the radio waves.
I think you were.
All right, good.
Eating the food, riding the fake bull, doing all the stuff.
That was fun. The bowl was a lot of fun. And yesterday, final day of the fair, Jimmy came out and helped us out at the tent as well. It was a nice day to wrap everything up. But now, I mean, and it does. Everyone says, you know, the fair is the last day of summer. Man, we're not even getting out of the mid-60s today.
We swapped.
Feels pretty good. And you know, I mean, it feels as if there will be college football on this weekend. And guess what? There will be.
I got fooled. There was, where was I? I don't even know where I was, but there was college football on the TV, and I thought,
ooh,
is that going on right now? Like, no. Wait, actually, this is the most embarrassing moment I think I've ever had. I think I dreamt it.
Oh. Because I was going to say, ESPNU's been playing the top 25 college games of last year.
Maybe it was that, but I don't know, like, as I don't know where I would have been where...
ESPNU would have been on the TV?
Yeah. Hmm. What did I even do this weekend? It's a good thing you didn't ask me that.
You're asking me?
I'm asking myself. I have no idea. We did stuff. We were out. We were doing stuff.
It was a beautiful weekend.
No, there was. There was college football. I was out somewhere where there was college football on TV.
ESPNU has been doing a marathon of the top 25 games to get ready. Now, next weekend's the tease. It's called Week Zero, Brian, and there's four games. And then the real season starts Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
We don't get the we don't get the preseason in college. So we give us a week zero with a game in Ireland and we'll go nuts.
Wow, that was just like a total who am I moment there.
Happens all the time
for me.
Happens to me all the time. Like, you know, it's Monday. What'd you do over the weekend?
No idea.
I know I did Hardline yesterday.
No idea. Yeah. It's just a blur. 803-0930 is where you can reach us because Joe, we've been we talked about one of these stories. Last week, we had this one today.
When it comes to shopping for back-to-school items, a Bankrate survey finds inflation is impacting buying habits, but not as much as it was a couple of years ago.
About a third of back-to-school shoppers, 32%, say that inflation is changing the way they buy. A couple of years ago, that was 41%.
Bankrate senior analyst Ted Rossman says in other areas, inflation is having a greater impact.
But back-to-school is one area where people seem to be feeling a lot better.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
We'll be talking with Ted tomorrow morning, looks like, about that. But it comes with all these other stories. Like, how about this one? This is from MarketWatch, which is from CBS. Back-to-school shopping expected to cost families $875 on average. What? I mean, that's crazy. That's families with elementary to high school age children expect to spend an average of $875 on clothing, shoes, electronics, and school supplies this year. I have this out of Chicago. Chicago's parents will spend nearly $750 per child on average this back to school season. Back to school shopping can get expensive at $874. I'm seeing these numbers. Joe, I don't believe these numbers for a second. This is insane to me. I spent $75 and that I thought that was expensive. That was inflated by the like sleep mat and new backpack because it's my son's first year in school. But that's it.
Well, by the way, this article also says that just before buying your back to school stuff, that parents have been spending an average of $87 per day on summer camps. You go from that to $700.
Who are these parents?
I mean, wow. It says, back to school clothes, supplies, and electronics, which does, I mean, we are a little bit removed from high school, Brian. What are the electronics that are necessary for a high school student in 2024?
I would like to know. So I'm hoping that people will, you know, remember either their back to school shopping days or can share right now because the lists are out. People are going back to school shopping. You get the list from the school. What's the most ridiculous thing you've seen on the back-to-school list? 803-0930. You can give us a call. Text us this morning. I mean, is back-to-school shopping crazy for you right now? I mean, $800? Am I insane for thinking that that is insane? You can let me know and give us a call, 803-0930. I like on our text board, we have one in for the most ridiculous thing they've seen on a back-to-school list. My 16-year-old was asked to buy glue sticks. Really? A 16-year-old? And I completely agree with that one. You reach a certain age, we shouldn't be gluing things together with sticks in school.
No, the only adhesive at 16 are those reinforcements for your papers, because I would need those all the time. I know the little bit of notes I actually took. You know, the after sitting in a binder for a while, they get a little, especially with my...
Oh, the little round stickers, the donut stickers?
To keep it in the binder.
I never did any of that. My back-to-school shopping, once you reach high school... High school, you get like a box of pens.
Yeah.
Stuff them in the locker. You need a few binders, a couple of notebooks. That's it. Total back-to-school shopping costs for high school. And then as you go through the years, like maybe you get like one new notebook a year. You reuse the binders.
Yep.
Like back-to-school shopping costs in high school for like the complete 4 years might have been $100.
Yeah, and if you're like me, sophomore year, you actually don't only reuse the binder, Brian, you reuse the notes, because I had to retake algebra in 10th grade after failing it freshman year.
Well, then you wouldn't want to reuse those notes.
That's a good point.
You want new notes.
Yeah.
You don't want to reuse the failing notes.
Maybe that was part of the problem. But yeah, you're right. I mean, okay, this binder could stay. I mean, I remember the end of my senior year throwing my backpack away. And I mean, one binder was literally just hanging on by the cheap plastic.
Yeah.
I probably had that for my junior and senior year.
The covers fall off. And yeah. It's like, whatever. You go to school the days and then you figure out what you need. You don't go by the list.
No.
Especially when you get older. High school, you stop going by the list.
Yeah.
You take a couple. You know you need some notebooks. You know you need pens. You're probably going to need a couple binders with some paper.
A folder.
Some folders, yes.
Especially on the first day, because all those syllabuses that you get, I don't have the binder yet. I'm just going to put them in this folder.
How do you get $800 out of that?
I don't know. Maybe these parents are going to some of the nicest clothing stores. For us, we got an outfit or two from TJ Maxx or Old Navy. And hey, I love TJ Maxx and Old Navy. Don't get me wrong; those were the new outfits. We usually cycled through the outfits from last year.
When do you stop buying your kids clothes?
College. I think for most.
Through high school.
I always got a new outfit through high school, but not outfits. We got a new outfit.
Well, I mean,
Brian, I wear the same 5 things. That's been the case most of my life.
For back to school shopping, because there's a different, like Christmas, birthdays, something like that. You might ask for one or two things.
My birthday's right next to back to school, so that kind of worked out.
Okay, but like constantly, like I feel like for me, when I started working, when I had a job, that's when I stopped. I knew the well was drying up here. Like that's if I wanted a new T-shirt or new clothes or anything like that, I was on my own.
Oh, I remember my first job that wasn't delivering papers at the Jubilee Food Mart. We needed a red polo and black pants. Right, it could be black jeans but black pants. And I told my parents, well, if you want me to make money, you need to buy this outfit.
I think I might have scammed my parents for that too.
Yeah,
the work outfit.
I need the work outfit.
I might have done that now that I think about it, age 16.
We went right to Walmart and got black pants and a red polo.
But then after you start working, like it's kind of,
Yeah. I mean, you have to remember, I got that job and I lost it very quickly. And so I was back to delivering. I was delivering the Penny Saver for half a year before I got to Lenovo.
Is this a big like guys versus girls thing? It'll be different. Like, probably. I feel like that's like a mother-daughter thing. Oh, take back to school shopping. Like it's a shopping thing. Maybe that's a very outdated picture I have in my mind, but like that seems like a thing where for guys it's maybe not so much.
But I think I also got back to school because I don't care how old I was, I always used the guilt trip. Well, my sister's getting back to school stuff, even though she's 4 years younger. She's getting all the back to school stuff. Don't I still get the back to school outfits? Yeah. I think I may have played that card a few times.
I don't know if like that, like back to school. So it was not a reason to, past a certain age, get all new clothes.
No.
Like when you're growing, all right. I mean, yeah. Not that you stop growing up, but like past seventh grade or so, it's like, you know, we're not.
It's not a
you
given.
Have clothes.
Right. It's not a given that you get clothes to start the year.
Yeah.
I remember the last time I actually got an outfit for the first day of school for the pictures my parents took in front of the door. Seventh grade, because I can still remember the outfit. It was a button-down shirt, and I wore a Sabres t-shirt under it and cargo shorts. That's the last time I remember.
That's 2000s.
Yeah. I mean, this was 01. This is 2001. And that's the last time I remember my parents actually taking us out and getting the outfit. I do remember, like, asking for new clothes toward the beginning of the year, but that was when we made the trip because we were taking those pictures before you went off to school.
You know what that is that you just described? Am I getting this right? So Sabres t-shirt, a button-down shirt over it, and cargo pants?
Cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts?
Yeah.
That is the Western New York version of Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yes.
Like, if they ever open that store, like, that is the, that's the Western New York version.
I went to the mall this weekend. That's one thing I did, and guess what? Abercrombie's about to reopen at the...
They're back.
Yes, they are actually
back.
They're
like back.
Yeah. But...
I've seen the ads.
The shirts I was wearing. Do you remember Bugle Boy?
Oh, yeah.
It was in this plaza down here on the boulevard. Mm-hmm. That was the... I was obsessed with Bugle Boy. That was the outfit.
Clip it. I was obsessed with Bugle Boy.
Now, the Sabre shirt wasn't from Bugle Boy. That was from, I don't know, probably a grocery store that was selling t-shirts. But the shirt and shorts, Bugle Boy.
I remember when I was a kid, what was the store in the Northtown Plaza?
Kids R Us.
Was it Kids R Us?
Was in the Northtown, yeah, next to Bonton.
Yeah, well, I guess that's where that I would go. Like that, I remember that was a place to shop.
Oh, yeah. Kids R Us, yeah. And then they closed and merged with Toys R Us. That didn't last too long.
I just totally, yeah. Now, like, you say it, it's in my head now. I picture it, Kids R Us.
Kids R Us,
yeah. I'm thinking, like, Babies R Us in a different location. I'm like, what? It doesn't make sense. But no. You had Toys R Us, Babies R Us, Kids R Us, all kind of in that one little
Now the Babies R Us is a Marshall.
Well, now they're all closed. And now there's no Northtown Plaza.
No, or Station 12.
Just a bunch of empty buildings. What's the most ridiculous thing that's been on your kids' back-to-school list? 803-0930. A lot of people have some things rolling in. I love this one. My 10-year-old was asked to bring in a large bulk bag of Tootsie Rolls for rewards in the classroom. What? Well, that's kind of crazy. Candy for the classroom?
Yeah. I've never gotten kids. I remember, you know, tissues. Everyone would bring a box of tissues for the year, elementary school. I do remember that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
School supplies like that. All right. Tissues, snack, like once a month.
Yeah. No peanut butter.
I don't think that was a rule yet.
Oh.
When we were.
Small what it was because there was someone in my class who was allergic to peanut butter.
Did everyone know who they were? Witness protection?
She was the nicest person, but we couldn't have anything peanut butter
in
the classroom.
Don't sit at her table for lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Because guess what? Is that's a smooth move. If you didn't like that person, like, yeah, I got peanut butter, can't sit here.
If I remember correctly, through middle school, the people with allergies ate in the nurse's office. I could be making this up, but I think that's the case. There was a back room in the nurse's office.
There might be onto something there.
Yeah, and then you got to high school, and I mean, everyone's eating somewhere else anyway, so.
Yeah. I like the calculators. The number one response. Like, that was the one thing. I might be first or second year of high school. That is the one thing that inflated that back-to-school budget, for sure. Because the calculator was almost $100.
Yeah. I think it was the first year, because I remember, I think my mother said, we spent this much on a calculator and you failed.
Yeah. Why did we have to buy the calculator?
Well, it did other things. That's all I remember. Like, remember you, because you graduated.
People play games on it. I was too stupid to learn how to put a game on the calculator.
Oh, my gosh. I was always, because I was the idiot that would always get caught with the games. And then you had the teacher that could clear it out. And then I knew who to go to get Mario and Phoenix back on my calculator.
It was the graphing calculator.
Yes, the TI-83.
I remember thinking throughout everything that it was just preposterous that we had to get one of these. it's a school. Why don't they just buy, and maybe they do this now. I don't know what it's like in high school now. Why didn't they just buy 25 calculators and put them in the classroom?
Yeah, that would have made sense.
Because I tell you what, at some point my calculator ran out of batteries, and I never replaced them and always used one that they had in this classroom.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have games on it if it was under the...
That's right.
Yeah.
You would know. Now, they're going to say homework. Two things. One, just get rid of the homework. There's too much homework.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Hours of homework. Like, you don't need the homework. One subject where you do the work in school. Two, like, I assign homework that you don't need the calculator for. How hard is that?
Right.
If you're going to do it.
A basic calculator for it. Because back when we were in school, most people did have a basic calculator at home.
Does your phone do the graphing calculator stuff?
It does.
Probably.
However, you can't have that in the classroom.
That's true. Can have it at home.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. adjust to the times. But I remember my Latin teacher, Dr. Virginia. I had my calculator out playing a game, and he came up to me and said, I don't think you need a calculator in Latin class. And I forgot. I think I had a funny response, like, I'm trying to get my other work done or something. But
so yeah, I got that was hilarious. One brought the house down.
That wasn't it. I can't remember what the joke was. But, you know, I did get caught in other classes playing the games on the calculator.
On the text board, my older kids graduated in 2011 and 2012. They both needed those stupid expensive calculators. Somebody else, I spent all my money on calculators in high school just for it to sit in my closet, never to be used again as an adult. The calculator thing, that's got to be.
Yeah, and they are still, now you can get one in color, $100 at Target. So they are still quite expensive, but I can't.
They're still selling them?
Yeah, Walmart has it for $110, Target for $100. But here's the thing.
Of all the stuff that they spend money on, and like, oh, you know, helping kids with supplies and like all this stuff, we're still making kids buy the calculator?
They're still for sale.
It's the biggest waste of money of all time.
But that also doesn't get you to $875.
It's true. I don't know what does. But the calculator, like, come on.
And it should be a one-time purchase. Like, if you have two kids 4 or more years apart, you should only be buying one calculator for that household. Once one graduates, here, TI-83, guess what? New batteries.
I've never seen a person use that calculator outside of a high school classroom in my life.
I haven't seen that calculator since I graduated high school.
Right.
Except for, I just searched it now.
And now they're in color. Now you know.
Only one is in color, and it's cheaper than the old school one at certain places, which I thought was interesting.
But also, all right, so this is including clothes and whatever. When do you stop buying clothes for your kids? When are they kind of on their own? Or you say, like, you have clothes, and that's not an all-the-time thing. It's a maybe birthday, holiday.
I think that happens first. I think you go... For most people, you go for, all right, you get, you know, back to school. At the end of middle school, it's if you need, you know, if you get holes in your pants or something,
yeah,
we'll replace that. But it's not a given, hey, it's August 20th, let's all get in the car and go to the outlet mall.
Yeah.
I think eighth grade is the latest that happens. Again, I think, like my parents, you know, hey, these jeans that I like to wear are, you know, I can't wear them anymore. Okay, we'll get you a cheap pair of jeans.
The back to school clothing item growing up, I remember, was a new pair of shoes. Like your feet were growing, you probably need a new pair of shoes. This is
LA
the
Kicks.
Time when we're going to do it.
LA Kicks or the cheap knockoffs of LA Kicks.
I remember I always had like growing up plain white shoes, and then I finally got to have some Sambas. My mom let me go different,
nice
fancy shoes. I don't think I've stopped wearing that sneaker ever since.
Yeah.
To this day, I have the Sambas on my feet.
I remember being scared because my parents had bought me brand new white shoes, and we had an alarm at Smallwood Elementary School, and they kept on backing us away from the building, and I got mud on them. I thought she'd get mad at me, but uh-oh, apparently she heard about the alarm, so.
Okay.
I didn't get as much trouble.
We also heard about towels. Man.
Yeah.
Wash it right off.
Yeah, we clean them right off. But
well, what is it for you? 803-0930, the crazy thing you've seen on your kids' back-to-school list, and how much are you spending? Is it $800? Is it Really?
Yeah, be
really?
Honest. Be honest. We're not going to make fun of you. We just want you to break down the 875.
I
want to
know because I'm entering this right now.
I got a few years.
How much do I need a budget for? B-Mass and Beamer on WBEN. It's Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer back together here on WBEN. Great to have Joe back in studio after a week at the, or longer than a week at the fair. We're talking about back to school shopping. These numbers are just like, I don't understand it. I feel like it's these things, Joe, that they do. They put it in, they're tallying up every possible little, like everything you use on gas to drive to a school related function is like tallied into this total figure. It has to be, because there's no way I believe that families with children in elementary through high school plan to spend an average of $875 on clothing, shoes, school supplies, and electronics based on a new survey. That seems ludicrous to me.
And 10% of those parents say that back to school shopping will put them into debt.
Why and how?
Yeah.
803-0930, because it's pencils, it's paper, binders, notebooks, all these things. Now, granted, I am just the father of somebody going to pre-K for the first time. Their back-to-school list is not that big. You know, pencils, crayons, colored pencils. What else you got there? I mean, there's a pencil holder, you know, stuff like that.
Kleenex.
It's not a lot on the list.
That's part.
I don't think it was on the list.
Oh, really?
Or if it was,
sorry.
Yeah, we're the bad parents. But it wasn't that much. And even if it were to include the notebooks, the binders, like these things I remember going to school with, a ruler. Yeah, that plastic ruler.
Yeah.
A protractor.
I never got that.
Remember that sixth grade? Everyone had to have the protractor. The pencil and the, you know, you make a circle.
I guess I did have that, yeah.
That stuff. I mean, all right, that adds up. Doesn't add up to $800. I mean, these things are still, you can get most of them for under a dollar a piece.
And then I'm thinking like, okay, electronics, right? Things that weren't around when you and I were going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think this would go for elementary school, which I realize the survey is saying. But all right, maybe an iPad. Maybe you need some kind of tablet. I don't know what you would need that for school, Brian. But you know, I'm on the website here. $200 for an iPad or $349. None of these numbers get you close to $875. Like I'm struggling to find out, unless even back to school shopping. I mentioned I was at the mall Saturday. Now I go to some of the cheaper places, right? I like the biggest bang for my buck.
Mm-hmm.
There were some nice clothes, some nice back to school outfits at some of the cheaper places, but I mean good clothes. Again, not getting to the $875. I'm struggling to see, unless we're talking about...
Unless you're wearing Prada.
Yes!
To walk down the school hallway.
I mean, is that what we're talking about? Are parents getting named?
Back to school shopping at Hugo Boss.
Yeah, Banana Republic.
Suited up for second grade.
Are people really going and getting name brand clothes? I mean, I still don't wear name brand clothes. You know, that's just...
But here's the thing.
This was a gift. Yeah. Not $875.
I don't think it adds up to. Go to the text board, 803-0930, to let us know. Give us a call. Send us a text this morning. B-Maz and Beamer. I mean, how much are you spending? How long do you buy clothes for your kids? I want to go to this text message, Joe, saying my 14-year-old granddaughter is still growing over $600 for school clothes, not counting school supplies. And here's where you get it. They write down 4 pairs of jeans, a hoodie, a sweater, sneakers, 5 tops, and some odds and ends. That all adds up to $600.
But where?
Exactly. Like, that is my thing. Like, okay, 4 pairs of jeans. Let's break this down. Jeans can be expensive. One, how many pairs of jeans do you need?
3.
I was going to say need 2.
2, yeah. You can't wear the same back-to-back, especially if you're in school.
Everything that I have over 2 pairs of jeans, and I have more jeans than I should, I admit. I will freely admit I spend more money on clothes than I should. My wife knows it. I know it. It's who I am. It's how I spend my extra money.
Yeah.
I have like 4 pairs of jeans that I will rotate for. I don't need four. To me, like, it's excessive that I have four. Two would be what you need. Really, honestly, one. Because
you can get by with one.
But you never wash your jeans. This is me as a guy speaking. You never wash your jeans. You can wear them every day. It's fine.
Not, but if you're in school and say, you know, something happens, you spill something on yourself.
You get that extra pair. You
got to have that extra pair because every kid's going to remember that. And then if you walk back in the next day, you're the kid with, you know, the stain on their pants that wore the same pants 2 days in a row. I think you can get away with two in high school. I remember having three, but... And this texter, and I don't mean to pick on the person. You're a great grandmother, or grandfather. I didn't know if they said that or not. You're a great grandparent, I should say. I don't want to assume gender. But if your child's still growing, that's even more of a reason not to buy name brand things.
Yes.
You should be getting jeans at Walmart.
You don't
Target.
Buy good things until you know you're going to wear them for a long time.
Ross's Dress for Less, TJ Maxx.
So here's
Old Navy right now. The whole store is 50% off.
I want to price this out though. So jeans can be expensive. So let's say $50. Even if you go to the Levi's store, two for one over at the outlet in Niagara Falls. You want to talk brand name?
Yeah.
There you go. You can go right to the source and get the jeans. Let's say $50 a piece. So that, and I don't think you need four jeans, but that, all right. You're building it up every year. You're buying four new jeans. That's the other thing about my jeans. I've had these jeans for 6 years.
And you pay $50 a pair?
Pair to pair, it differs. I probably pay between $20 and $60 a pair.
Oh, yeah.
For the four jeans.
I got to have jeans on sale. They got to be on sale for me to
buy.
But
let's say $50. Yeah, so there's $200.
Fair.
$200, which, again, I think is excessive, but they're a hoodie. Let's say, you're $60 for a hoodie. If you're going to really spend, if you're going to spend.
If you went to Hot Topic to get the hoodie.
You're at $260. Sweater, let's say another $50. So, all right, so we'll bump that up to like $310. Sneakers can be expensive. There's $100 on sneakers. There's $400. Five tops, some small odds and ends. I can see how you get to $500 spending name brand. But let's do this like the way that I feel like a normal person would shop. Like four pairs of jeans at $30 a piece.
Yeah.
I think that's like the norm. So there's $120 instead of $200. $30 for a hoodie, $20 for a sweater, $60 for sneakers. You see what I'm going? Like, how does all that still get to you $600? Unless you're purposefully spending more money than you have to, especially at that age.
Yeah. I mean, it's not something that they're going to be able to wear. I mean, you get later years in high school. Then, okay, you can wear that into college. That's going to last, a while. And I say this as Brian, when my son's going to school, I mean, I'm sure he'll have a Virginia Tech hoodie, a Bills hoodie, a Mets hoodie, and those things are gonna cost a pretty penny. But the $875 number, the $600, again, great grandparent. You're doing great. But that's just a ridiculous amount of money for an outfit that maybe they'll be able to wear for a year, especially if they're still growing.
As somebody texts in, some clothes and footwear can cost hundreds of dollars. No kidding. Yeah. Some shoes are thousands of dollars. Some, I've seen T-shirts sell for thousands of dollars,
yes.
Joe. I've seen others sell for $3. Right? Like just because some hundreds and hundreds of dollars, especially when we're talking kids. Maybe my philosophy is different. My kids get very few brand new clothes.
Yeah.
And anything they would get is probably from a consignment shop, secondhand, something like that. And you know what? They don't, again, we're still young, but at 4 years old yet, it's still brand new to them and they don't notice the difference.
My son, obviously not of the age of what we're talking about here, Brian, but right now my son is probably wearing mostly 90% of my son's clothes is my nephew's old wardrobe. that's what he's wearing now. And like you said, I mean, 15 months, a little different, but new to him.
New to him.
Fits him.
Doesn't matter. Now, will that change when you get to middle school, things like that? Yes, but like you do set a limit at some point where we're not going to... I'm running out of fancy, the Dolce and Gabbana.
I was going to say, yeah.
Right? Is that the new, what else is fancy?
Abercrombie. I remember that being expensive when we were
younger. It probably is.
Yeah. Like my parents were not going to buy me. If I wanted that, that was money from work.
That was one where I remember, like, you can get one thing from this store. And, like, that's your...
Yeah.
That's all you're getting for the year.
At a young age, I knew if there was a sale sign outside of a store, and I could get, like, Aeropostale used to always do jean sales. And I knew, okay, I can get more... Because I'm going to take my parents to where the deal is. They'll appreciate that. And I think that probably got me a few extra pairs of jeans and of clothing.
This one is crazy. Somebody texting in saying their daughter is going for culinary arts at BOCES. They had to buy a 4 days worth of uniform for $400.
Wow. Wow.
That's a wild one.
That is.
That's pretty crazy.
$100 a day.
What's this uniform?
I mean, if it's culinary, am I picturing the right uniform?
I think so, but like...
Gordon Ramsay?
But then picture most of the people you've seen ever prepare food for you.
Yeah, not wearing...
It doesn't match up.
No, no.
most people I've seen prepare food for myself are wearing a t-shirt.
Maybe that tells about the kind of place we're going.
Probably, right? That's crazy. Somebody else saying, girls need more than boys and not just jeans.
That might be true. I mean, we are... This is a very one-sided argument from you and I. We're two guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're two guys that admittedly would wear the same pair of jeans every day for 5 days.
Yes. How is that? How does that go? Is there like a Mean Girls thing going on? Like, do you get picked on if you wear the, you know, she wore that same thing last week?
I don't want to say maybe.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, ladies, call in 803-0930.
There's definitely a thing. If
I
couldn't
tell you what you were wearing yesterday, right? If we were together yesterday. Like,
yeah.
You come in tomorrow wearing that same thing. Okay. I wouldn't remember that.
If you wear the same shirt 3 days in a row, someone will know.
3 days, yes.
Back to back, you know, if you notice, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
what about every other day?
Were you wearing that shirt yesterday? Why are you paying attention to what I'm wearing?
Right. Yeah.
Weirdo.
Third day, though, it's like.
3 days, then it's like, then everyone's like, what's with the uniform?
Yeah.
You a cop?
Like, what's going on? I always point out that I have 8 black t-shirts. So if you see me in a black t-shirt 3 days in a row, it's not the same one. I promise you that.
Same thing all the time. Yeah, people could wear the same thing all the time with just different, you know, white t-shirt and blue jeans.
Yeah.
You're like doing the Paul Newman. You probably have a whole bunch of those.
Well,
except for the jeans.
I'm doing the black shirt because, you know, it covers up the excess weight that I have.
Oh, come on.
That's why
you're going to have to start investing in white shirts.
I will. More on that later, but I will.
You ever do that? You do a white shirt, blue jeans? Think you'd ever be that kind of like the Paul Newman?
I don't think I could ever pull that off. I've been thin before, Brian. I don't think I could ever pull that off. That's not a Joe Beamer look.
It's a dream, though.
I don't have the muscle for that kind of look either.
It's the coolest look.
It's a great look. I can't pull it off.
Do kids in school? I don't think anybody. I've seen when I go to the library sometimes when school's letting out with my kids and you see like all the kids, no one's doing the Paul Newman look.
Remember the Walmart
24?
The Walmart yodeler that was big for like a half a second? He was wearing white shirt, blue jeans.
Yeah, well, that's not great.
Remember that kid?
The little kid, yeah.
He's probably in college now. But yeah, I think that's what he was wearing.
I was going to say, Walmart yodeler, probably not the best like billboard for the outfit. But
isn't that what he was the Walmart? Isn't that what they called him? Because he yodeled at
I didn't know
Walmart?
It was a Walmart. I knew it was like the kid yodeler who got a record deal, right?
Yeah.
Came out with a record, had some like guests, and then...
I think it started by him addressing a long line at Walmart.
Oh.
I think that's how it started. I could have made that up in my head.
That's the coolest thing you can wear, though.
Yeah. I can't pull it off.
Pack of cigarettes rolled up in the sleeve?
Oh, come on now. Now we're talking.
Probably don't let that in school. But if that were included, though, honestly, I could see how you get to $600. Those are expensive.
Did your school still have the ashtrays in the walls?
I don't think so. Yours did?
I mean,
I don't even remember that.
I think honestly. They got rid of it. Like, I remember one year.
I thought
year.
You were going to say in the desks.
No, but it was like a place in the wall. Like,
what school did you go to?
A place in the wall where the ashtray would be like outside the teacher's lounge. Like, and I remember someone saying, oh, that's where the cigarettes used to go.
It's like they probably converted that by the time I went to high school.
Like when we were kids and they still had the ashtrays on the airplanes, but they were sided shut.
I remember that. I remember that in cars, like the ashtray in cars and airplanes. Very fun to play with, open and shut the entire flight.
I used to burn my finger with the cigarette lighter in the car. Oh,
the cigarette lighter in the car. Very cool. Like, what a cool thing to have in a car. It's just like the first time your kid sits in the front seat. It's like, all right, don't touch that. You'll burn yourself. And then, you know, in that very same car ride, what did I tell you? Yeah. You know, you got to try it out.
I pushed it in to heat it up. Yeah, exactly.
Of course. Like, what does this thing do? Everyone's touched it once. Who under the age or over the age of 30 has never burned themselves with a car cigarette lighter just out of curiosity? Everyone's done it.
But you know what? I've been in the car when an adult would light up. I never saw someone use it as a lighter. They always had their own lighter. I never saw anyone use a car
lighter. No, I've never seen anyone use it other than to burn their own hand.
Right, but I've never seen...
I've never seen anybody use? The ashtray in the car, they're always flicking it out the window at my windshield.
Well, that's because they have a newer model now.
They don't put it in there. So the culinary uniform, this person texts back in, chef coat with the name on it, chef's hat, pants... and that you have to pay to have hemmed, and an apron. I don't know anything about... I understand what you're trying to do with the program, and it's for becoming a professional, but is that not overkill? You're not in college yet.
Right.
You go to college, you go to, like, Niagara Culinary Institute, you go to one of these, I can see that. If you're still in high school, give the kids a break.
Yeah.
I understand the, you want to look professional, you want to, but like.
And it's supposed to be an advance, you know.
Yeah, but can the uniform be a step under that? Like, wear your t-shirt, a clean t-shirt, pair of pants, or long sleeve shirt, whatever it has to be. You need a hat. Here's your apron.
Do they also have to bring their own knives? You know, because a lot of chefs have their own knives they bring to work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know, and. Colleges, they have to do that.
Yeah.
My cousin, one Thanksgiving, left all of his knives over at my house one time. Oof. So sweet for me.
I was going to say. It
stinks for you.
Nice knives?
I mean, better than my dull, you know, a block of knives with that little bar thing that you always sharpen the knife. It doesn't work. No. I think I just make it a more dull.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing either.
I got knife shards all over my kitchen. Brian, before we get out of here, you know, something that we've talked about a lot, 90s talk show television and, you know, our memories of watching shows like Maury and Jerry Springer. But there was someone who started it all, and that's Phil Donahue, and he has died at the age of 88. Talk show legend.
Oh, really?
Yes. Just coming across the wires as we sit here today. But, you know, he's the one that kind of started all that.
He did.
That talk show television that really defined, I would say, the 90s and early 2000s.
I mean, he had some guests.
Oh, yeah.
On that show. Like that, he really was the person to kick it off. Well, rest in peace.
88 years old. I actually thought he was older.
Me too.
It goes. So,
about to say the same thing.
But he always had gray hair. We always know him as the guy with gray hair.
It's true. He's had gray hair for longer than we've been alive.
That's right. It's so funny you say that. When people look older, younger, it helps them. New episode of Frasier, and Frasier is with some of the other cast members.
Yeah,
you're like, wow, the other cast members have kind of aged. Frasier looks the same. That's because Kelsey
bald for forever.
That's because Kelsey Grammer looked old when he was younger.
That's why, honestly, like I'm kind of hoping my gray's growing a little bit faster. We're already getting there. Let's hurry this thing up. We'll both be back here tomorrow. Great time with everybody today, and Joe back here with me in studio. Beamaz and Beamer on WBEN.